ஆனந்தமாந்திரி அசகாரோரி அம்பலிய பிரகாரமாய God, we lift up our voice, Lord God, our mind, our heart, our soul to you on today. We thank you, God, for enveloping us in your love, for enveloping us in your spirit. Lord God, for fortifying us on today, oh God, for drawing us in, Lord God, to more of you. We thank you, Lord God, for an intentional time, Lord God, to pray as the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for an intentional time to connect with other believers, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for a time, Lord God, where we are fortified, hallelujah, by your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you on today, hallelujah, for fire, oh God, again, Lord God, fire that purifies, Father, purifies our motives and purifies our language and purifies our heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching us again, for touching us, oh God, for touching our tongues with fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're not looking to be impressive. We're not looking, oh God, hallelujah, for a show. We are looking, oh God, to be pure vessels before you, oh God, hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, oh God, on today, Lord God, that you are addressing us, and you are addressing us with who you are, a consuming fire, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, on today that you are burning away, Father, Lord God, any language in us that we've been shaped by fear, Lord God, where we've been shaped by insecurity, where we have been shaped by self-protection. God, you are burning that language away, even from our memory base, oh God. Father, you are removing, Father, Lord God, sarcasm, Lord God, that hides behind pain. You are removing, Lord God, language, Lord God, that has been set up like armor, Lord God, that has been callous, Lord God, on our hearts, oh God, and that has caused us to disobey you, Father. Lord God, let our tongues, Lord God, no longer release, Lord God, hallelujah, the places that our heart has not surrendered, Father, in the name of Jesus. But God, God, we pray, Father, for more fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a fire that will refine us, oh God, that will strip away, oh God, any manipulation in our hearts and in our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask for tongues of fire, oh God, hallelujah, that translate heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and translate it accurately. Father, let your revelation come to us, oh God, without any distortion, without any deception, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that prayer will be easy for your people now, Father. It will be easy to ascend in your presence. We won't come with you. We won't come to you, oh God, with striving or coercion, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, oh God, with a pure heart. We come to you today, oh God, hallelujah, with pureness of mind, oh God, with clarity of mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come to you on today, Lord God, beseeching your throne, but bowing, Lord God, at your feet, Father, for you are our Father. Hallelujah. You are our redemption. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. Hallelujah. You are our way maker, Father. You are all that we need. And we look to the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help, it cometh from the Lord. And so, Lord, Father, the Father of fire, hallelujah, fire that restores and realigns us, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that you are burning away, God, confusion, Lord God, and fear, Lord God, where the enemy, Lord God, has tried to, Lord God, place of fear, Lord God, over our cities and over our neighborhoods. Lord God, the enemy, Lord God, has tried to cause us, Lord God, to clamp up, to isolate, to be recluses. But God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for a fire that is bold, a fire that is courageous, that rises into your people's hearts. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank thank you today, mighty God, hallelujah, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, are being stirred to action in Jesus' name. They are being stirred, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on the inside of them, oh God, Lord God, to want more of you, to do it your way, Lord God, to go after the things of God even greater than they are now. Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that you would place fire, Lord God, on our ears, that you would burn away selective hearing, oh God, that you would burn away spiritual deafness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you would burn away the habit of listening only for what confirms what we want, Lord God, but not listening to what you are telling us in this last and evil hour. God, let our hearing be clean. Lord God, let our hearing be discerning. Let our hearing, oh God, be aligned, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let fire destroy the residue, God, of voices that were never authorized to shape us. Lord God, opinions, oh God, that are still lingering in our soul. Lord God, accusations and disappointments, oh God, that are still echoing in our soul. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you would ward off, Lord God, all type of evil counsel that sounded wise, but it never carried truth. God, let your fire, God, recalibrate our sensitivity so that we are not reaching back for what someone said in our past or what someone did in our past. Let the fire of God rest upon our ears. Train our ears to recognize your voice, even when it comes quietly. Let us hear your instruction without defensiveness, God. Father, we pray today for correction in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and when we receive it, we will not withdraw, but that you would direct us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we would take the direction without delay. I pray today, Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would let your fire guard what we receive, as we've heard you, oh God, for some of us all 5 days, four, three, wherever we have come in, Lord God, to this space, and whatever we have heard, Father, Lord God, let your fire guard it, guard what we receive. We don't want to just say receive and then it falls by the wayside. God, we receive and it remains. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for a people that know how to maintain, oh God, what you have given them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, let fire guard what we receive so we are not contaminated by constant noise. Let us hear less, oh God, but hear rightly in the name of Jesus. I pray today for fire that purifies our vision and our perception and our focus. Lord God, place fire in our eyes. Burn away distortion. Burn away fantasy. Burn away fixation on what distracts us from being obedient. Let fire sharpen our perception so that we see as you see, God. Lord God, not through suspicion, not through fear, not through, Lord God, desire, but through your truth, oh God, as you dealt with us last night about our desire, and that our desire be enmeshed with yours in the name of Jesus. We don't want desire independent of you. We want our desire, oh God, to be fully immersed with the desire of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want our desire, oh God, to be fully let our eyes, oh God, no longer linger on what weakens us. Burn away comparison today. Burn away coveting today. Burn away appetite for spectacle today. Let our gaze, God, become disciplined and intentional. Let fire give us sight to recognize timing and seasons and movement. In the name of Jesus, let us see danger before it arrives, and it give us the opportunity, Lord God, before it passes. In the name of Shekare, God, burn away, in the name of Jesus, disobedience in us. Oh God, where we have a disobedient spirit, where we have a rebellious nature, God, deal with that today. Deal with a rebellious part of us that wants to reject, that wants to relent in the name of Jesus, that wants to back off, that doesn't want to press in. God, I pray today, Lord God, that you would deal with that part of us, oh God, that does not allow us to get to the next level, that does not allow us to move into closer to you, that does not allow us to do, Lord God, to leap, to quantum leap into the next level of faith. God, I pray today, Lord God, for yielded hearts that are here today, yielded minds, yielded souls. In the name of Jesus, Father, we call on the fire that sanctifies action, that sanctifies our labor, that sanctifies our stewardship. In the name of Jesus, place fire on our hands. Let what we build be clean. Let what we touch be healed. Let what we release be aligned. Burn away haste in our work. Burn away manipulation in our efforts. Burn away striving, God, that's disguised as diligence. Let our labor come from obedience, not from a place of anxiety. Let our hands, oh God, carry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, carry healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let our work, oh God, reflect integrity. Let our craftsmanship carry excellence, oh God. Teach our hands, oh God, to be restrained, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just as much as they're productive. Teach our hands, our fingers, oh God, to fight, our hands to war, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us know when to act and when to wait. God, I pray over the hands of your people today, in the name of Jesus, that we will not find ourselves touching, Lord God, the unclean thing, the forbidden thing, in the name of Jesus. May we not be found touching, oh God, something that's not been authorized to touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, we pray, God, and we call in the fire, Lord God, that governs our movement, that governs our timing, that governs our obedience. Lord God, I pray today that you will place a fire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, on our feet. Oh God, we need more fire on our feet. Let us no longer run ahead of you, oh God. Let us no longer lag behind you, oh God, but let our feet be in step with you, God. Your steps, hallelujah, we shall follow, Father. Lord God, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And I pray, God, today that if someone has gotten off the path of righteousness, Lord God, that you would nudge them back on the narrow path. Let them find it, God. God, we pray today, Lord God, against restless feet, wandering feet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, feet that are driven by fear. But we pray today that you would let your fire teach us when to advance, oh God, and when to remain planted. We will not fight or flight. Lord God, let us walk, oh God. Lord God, with intention. Let us arrive, oh God, where you have sent us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, not merely where opportunity looks appealing, but God, where you have sent us, God, I know that you are teaching us, oh God, how to obey you in all things. Oh God, wherever you send us, Lord God, I pray for a stability, Lord God, in that space, wherever you send us, may we be steadfast and unmovable, Lord God, but may we know, Lord God, when you are removing the grace for that space, when you are sending us to our next location or to our next assignment, help us to be sensitive to those movements, God. Let our feet be quick to obey and slow to flee. In the name of Jesus, we pray today for fire, oh God, that establishes courage. Lord God, that establishes backbone. God, release your fire into, God, our spine on today. Strengthen, oh God, what has been weakened by fear. By God, Lord God, by people pleasing, by prolonged pressure. We're praying today, Lord God, that you bring a strength to the back of your people. Lord God, that you bring a fire that straightens every back that's been bent over. due to compromise. Lord God, let it restore backbone, God. Let the fire of God restore backbone where we have avoided confrontation, where we've avoided responsibility. We're praying for fire, Almighty God. Lord God, that straightens us up. Lord God, that produces quiet courage. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, steadiness in you. Let us stand, oh God, without, oh God, posturing and remaining, oh God, unmoved, without being rigid. Let our posture reflect inner alignment, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're calling in on the unseen. We're calling in the fire from heaven into the will of your people. Fire that sanctifies our choices. Lord God, that sanctifies our resolve, that sanctifies our discipline. Lord, we're calling in. Lord God, the fire of God, place fire in our will. Hey, fire in our will. Burn away indecision. Oh God, burn away delay, God. God, let our yes be clean. Let our no be firm. Let us stop revisiting what you have already settled. In the name of fire in our will. Come on. Somebody ask the Lord to place fire in your will. I want fire in my will, God. Let fire strengthen my follow through. Let obedience extend beyond inspiration, oh God. May it become consistency. Let discipline be formed without harshness, oh God. And resolve, God, in the name of Jesus. Train our will to agree with heaven, even when emotion resists. Train our wills to agree with heaven. Come on. I need you to pray that through today. I want my will to be trained according to heaven. Pray that through. We want the fire that sanctifies our choices. We want the fire that sanctifies our resolve. We want the fire that sanctifies our discipline. Come on. Hey, God, train me, God, to agree with your will. Train me, Father, to agree with what you say. Don't let my emotions get in the way of your will, God. It doesn't matter how I feel about it. If you say it, it is so. And I will obey. I will obey. I don't have to like it. You know what's best for me. You know what I need. You know what will cause me to prosper. You know what will cause me to ascend. And so, God, I say yes again. Yes, God, to fire in my will. We call in the fire to move on the relationships that are here. Fire that heals. Fire that purifies. Fire that orders connection. Burn away, God, any unspoken offense that's on this line. Burn it away, burn it away, burn it away, burn it away. Any silent contracts that have been made in us. Anything, any silent vows that have been made in us that we would never do this and we'll never do that. Burn it away. Burn away dependency that replaces trust in you. Let fire expose misalignment gently, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let truth rise in us. Let reconciliation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let it occur in relationship without any coercion. Lord God, let it, oh God, authentically. Lord God, bring forth reconciliation. Let relationships, oh God, be purified. Pray that through on today. Le makaroshe namahaya. Le bonda na 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 mande na 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 mandada na mandada. Let relationships be purified in the name of Jesus, between mothers and sons, between daughters and mothers, daughters and fathers, fathers and sons, between siblings. Let relationships be purified, oh God, in the name of Jesus, between cousins, between, oh God, aunts and uncles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a purification, let there be a preservation, Lord God, between friends, between destiny helpers, between, Lord God, those in the body of Christ. Let relationships be purified. Let connections be strengthened, God, in the name of Jesus. Let others be rightly released, God. Let all be ordered, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring fire, oh God, to relationships with pastors, Lord God, and Lord God, the sheep, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you would shift in the area of relationship, that you would cause a shifting, that you would cause a connection, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. That you're bringing a fire, God, of dependency on you and not dependency on man. Man can't do what you can do. Only you can do it, Father. And we're praying today, Lord God, for more fire in relationships in the name of Jesus. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that some of you have made inner vows. Some of you have made inner commitments on the inside that you would never reconcile with this one or that one. You're feeding them with a long-handled spoon. But the Father said, that is not me. That is not me. You got to renounce that in the name of Jesus. I renounce any commitment, any confession that I made, any vow that I made, any silent contract that I made in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that I will not reconcile with someone that you desire for me to be reconciled with. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that that unspoken offense is burned away. It is burned away in the name of Jesus. Fire, expose it. Where our eyes cannot see it, expose it. Expose the misalignment in the name of Jesus. Fire. Lord God, we call it in to shift environment. Lord God, to shift, oh God, climate. God, release your fire. Lord God, let it precede us. Before we get into rooms, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, may the fire of God go before us. In the name of Jesus, before we enter into spaces, may the fire go before you. Before you go into your assignment, I'm praying that the fire go before you, that the fire go into rooms, that the fire go into homes, that the fire go into churches, that the fire of God go into cities. As your feet are moving in different cities this year, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he's going to send fire to precede you, so that when you enter into that room, you won't even be able to say a word, because the fire of God will already be there. It will precede the assignment, and that's how they will know that the Lord has sent you, because the fire is going to hit the room before your feet even touch the ground. There's going to be such a fire of anticipation. It's going to be electrifying, I hear the Spirit of God say. He says, I've got to send an electric fire with you based on the level of intensity that the enemy is coming with. But I thank you, oh God, that there shall be fire in environments, oh God, and those environments shall recognize that something holy has entered into that space. It's not going to be because of your volume. It's not going to be because of what you got on. It's going to be because you've been baptized in fire for this age, in the name of Jesus. Some of you right now are being baptized in fire. The ones that are ready are being baptized in the fire, in the name of Jesus. Fire that remains, even when pressure increases, fire that remains. Father, give us fire that lasts, fire that does not depend on our affirmations, fire that does not diminish under delay. Let this fire deepen us in the name of Jesus, let it teach us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let it sustain us. Let us finish well. Let us remain faithful. Let the fire still be burning. When the assignment is complete, may we never lose our fire. We yield every dimension of our lives to you. Come on, yield every dimension of yourself to him. Your hearing, your seeing, come on, your go, your do, how you stand, how you choose, how you walk. Every dimension of you, let it agree with God on today. Let the fire do its full work in you. Come on, people of God. Let the fire of God do its complete work in you today. What you hear, what you see, where your feet go, how you stand, what you put on. The fire of God wants to complete its work in every one of us. For those that are able to unmute their lines, I want you to declare this as we leave the lines from each other, but we're not leaving the space of presence with God. I want you to say, we declare that the fire of God, come on, we declare that the fire of God rests upon us by divine order.
Rests upon us
by divine order.
By your divine order, Lord God.
By divine order.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
We declare today holy fire.
Holy fire.
Authorized by heaven is falling on us.
Authorized by heaven is falling on us.
We declare fire on our mouths.
We declare the
fire on our mouths.
Our words are clean.
Our words are clean. Hallelujah.
Our speech is governed.
Our speech is governed.
Nothing careless, nothing corrupt, nothing unnecessary, nothing unnecessary shall proceed from our mouths.
Thank you, Lord God.
Our mouths release truth. Not our truth, but your truth, Father. We declare fire on our tongues.
We declare fire on our tongues.
Our tone is refined.
Our tone is refined.
Our motives are purified.
Thank you, Lord God.
We no longer speak from fear. Insecurity.
Help me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
We speak from alignment, restraint, and authority in Jesus' name. And I declare over each and every one of you today that you have been marked by fire, that you have been aligned by fire, that the fire is doing its work, that the fire will continue to do its work even as you leave this place, even as you leave this space. And we agree with heaven on today. I want you to just lift up your voice for those that are able and just worship him right there. Just give him 60 seconds. Come on, just worship him. Thank him for fire. thank you for fire.
Thank you for the 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 fire.
Thank you
for the fire. Thank you for the fire. Oh, we demand and decree, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, that the fire is
worship
up, Lord God. We worship
Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lord God.
So we thank you, Lord God. God,
oh,
we thank you.
We thank you, Father.
We give you glory on today.
We thank
you. We give you all the honor and all of the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for 60 for 60. Glorify His name. Amen. Some of us, as I said earlier, we're in overtime, but who's counting? Hallelujah. Anytime that we get to get into the presence of God, hallelujah, all we are going to receive is nothing but more revelation, more strength, more of Him. Amen. And so we pray that this 60 for 60 will push you into a place where you won't even look at the clock. You're not worried about how long you're in the presence of God. In fact, you're ushered into eternity, and in eternity there is no time. When you look up, it'll be 2 hours. You've been with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's no better place to be than in the presence of God. I will open the line on today if there is someone here that is able to speak, if you have a testimony or if you want to share something, if you heard something that the Lord spoke while we were in prayer, feel free to come forth at this time.
If I may, I
absolutely
just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God how He has revived me. I thank God and only hope that one day I will have the stamina that you all have that go on and on in the Word of God. So I just thank Him. I thank Him for life, health, and strength. I thank Him for the growth, Lord God. I thank you for bringing me from the rocking of this cradle unto
glory,
this present age. I just
glory,
thank God. I thank Him for
thank
the love.
You,
I thank Him for all that I've been through. It was a reason.
Hey,
because the song I can always remember, we'll understand it better by and by. I just
by
thank
by
God,
yes,
for each and one that's
glory
on this line that motivate me more and more in His Word. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory, woman of God. You got me stirred over here. My God, I thank Him. Hey, we thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. We can't thank Him enough. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for sharing and for being with us in prayer. Will there be another on today if you're able? We know that many of you are at work and you're listening in, but if there is someone that has the ability to unmute and you would like to come forth, please feel free to do so at this time.
This is Tara. I just want to say that the intensity, Jesus. Oh, the
glory
intensity. Oh, Jesus. The
yes,
intensity
God
on this prayer line is really nudging my belly. It's like a fire. A fire. Like, it's just so powerful. It's like every day that I've been on this line, God is dealing with me in another area of my life. Oh,
glory.
God, I'm so grateful. God, I'm so grateful. Ask God to expose every hidden thing that's within me, God. Thank
glory
you, Jesus. I'm so grateful.
Glory.
Pastor Mommy, I'm so grateful for you yielding to the obedience of God. But it's
hallelujah.
God, I'm so grateful. Thank
hallelujah
you so much.
Glory, glory.
Oh,
praise God.
God.
Praise God.
Glory,
praise
glory,
God.
Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let him continue to do the work. Let the fire keep burning. Don't let it stop while we're here on the line. Amen. Let it keep ablaze in you. Hallelujah. Let it just set me ablaze, God. Hallelujah, for more of you. And you're going to see that you will gain that stamina. You will gain that stamina. Hallelujah. Even if you're not speaking, even if you're not saying anything, just to sit in his presence for amounts of time. Hallelujah. You're going to see that the Lord is going to pull you in so deep. He's going to pull you into a space so deep. You're not going to want to do anything else. You're not going to want to watch TV. You're not going to want, you're going to, every second that you have to steal away with your God. You're going to want to do. And what God wants his people to be. Hallelujah. To be with him. Yes. To know him in an even greater way. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you've been in God 1 year, 2 years, 20 years. Hallelujah. God wants to put a freshness on us. Hallelujah. Yes. And so we thank him every day for that freshness coming upon his people. Hallelujah. And just cause electrifying us in him. Glory be to God. Will there be another? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we encourage you all, for those that were not able to do their next 20 minutes, even if you've done it, even if you surpassed the hour, still get before God tonight. Amen. We will be right back here on the line at 5 a.m. in the morning, and we pray that you will meet us back here, and we pray that you continue to enjoy Jesus all day long. We love you. God bless you, and more grace.
More grace.
Hallelujah.
More grace.
Hallelujah.